Word up. We are back on the Word of Mouth show, and our next guest is a teacher, an author, a poet, a philosopher, a blast master, and a legendary MC proving that hip-hop lives. I got to give a big word up today to KRS-One. Hello, sir.
How are you, man?
Oh, I'm doing all right. And I know that you'll be in town this Saturday for Canadian Music Week. It really makes me think about festivals, and one of the major ways that I believe I got conscious about hip-hop culture was in 2004 I attended the Hip-Hop Peace and Unity Festival, which I believe you were a part of founding. Could you talk about the importance of festivals?
Well, it's important to bring people around, bring people out their own environments and into environments of peace. We often speak about peace, we often talk about stopping violence, but very seldom do you actually get to be in peaceful situations, to be in environments where peace is being celebrated, where harmony is being celebrated. So it's really, in my opinion, the responsibility of public figures to draw the public together for not only peace, but also love and wisdom and knowledge and further understanding amongst people as well. I view that as a responsibility. I know there's a debate about that, whether artists do have responsibility to their society or communities in which they live. I think we do. And so this is why, you know, Peace and Unity Fest, even the Stop the Violence movement, which I've just relaunched, that's why these movements happen. It's a responsibility.
Definitely, and I know you're busy with a lot of different projects, but one of them that I found very interesting is the idea of developing a hip-hop city, and I was just wondering if you've kept the T-Dot Toronto in mind when you're thinking of this.
The T-Dot? No, absolutely. I have the world in mind, to be honest with you. We don't have a physical location, but I've been speaking to a lot of people. I've spoken to MGM Grand in Las Vegas. They were interested in launching the hip-hop city. And we're talking about a city, a full, blown-out city. It'll take us about 100 years to establish it, really. Really, it's like 50 and then 100 and then 150 to really establish the city. But nonetheless, MGM Grand was looking at us. I just took a meeting with the mayor of Newark about Newark being named a hip-hop city. Any city that can use new jobs, can use a fresh face, would like families to travel from all over the world to their city and have something for the kids, to the adults, to parents, to, you know, whatever your family consists of. People are looking for that. Disney World is old. Respect due to Disney World, but it's old now. Las Vegas, how many times are we going to see the Rat Pack? So the idea was to establish a hip-hop city, sort of a getaway resort that is strictly hip-hop, meaning that the police are hip-hop, the fire department, hip-hop, the hospital, hip-hop, the library, hip-hop, the businesses that come in, like Justin's Restaurant by Puffy, clothing stores, Sean John and Rockaware, and even the new guys that may be coming up as well. We can franchise our city in any state, meaning that we're looking for a major location, which could be anywhere in the world, really. Anybody willing to lend us some land. But the same way you have, like, a Chinatown, or you have some cities are privileged enough to have, like, an African-American section or African section or Caribbean section of the town. You know, you coming over here, you're getting African-based art and so on. You come over here, you're getting Chinese food and Chinese culture. We've asked Newark, New Jersey, to give us a district, hit us with a district where hip-hop can have its district of business within the city of Newark. If we are successful, we're right here. If we are successful, then, hold on 1 second, sir. I'm getting out of a cab.
No problem. Are we here in the streets of NYC, New York City?
Yeah, you're getting the streets of NYC, and I just walked into Soul Fixin's Restaurant. I'm going to place this salmon order real quick and continue talking to you. This is actually the deal. Hold on one hot second.
I pretty much finalized.
Okay, they're busy. Let me continue talking to you.
We're on the Word of Mouth show, and I just what our show focuses on a lot is the news of the day, global news, politics, and one of the things that I've been paying attention to was the current U.S. election. I was just wondering, do you think, would you classify Barack Obama as a hip-hop politician?
No. Only he would have to say that. I can't give him that title. And I'm quite sure he grew up in our culture. He grew up listening to P.E., grew up KRS, N.W.A. I'm quite sure he keeps abreast of what's going on BET. I'm quite sure. I mean, he probably bumps hip-hop. Somebody in his family do, no doubt. But no, is he a hip-hop president or a hip-hop candidate? No, not at all. But he may be that real African-American dude, no doubt. You know, talk about a black president. He may really be black like that. And when I say black, meaning sensitive to black causes. And that would be a breath of fresh air for the United States, because black causes are people causes. Everybody benefits. If you deal with black folk with justice, everybody benefits. So hopefully this guy will, you know, get in office and not turn into the devil, you know, like most politicians do. But let's see what the real is. My eye is open, and it's a skeptical eye, so it is what it is.
For real, and the Word of Mouth show, and we got KRS-One on the line, and my name is Daniel Libby, and to be real here for a second, one of the main reasons that I got involved with this community radio, progressive radio station, had a lot to do with a man working in the White House named Scooter Libby, who had the same last name as me. And he was part of this big CIA leak scandal. But I really think that one of the things that the media sort of glosses over is the fact that the reason that this man leaked the CIA agent's name was because the agent wouldn't want to go along with the false evidence of Saddam Hussein buying uranium from Africa. And one of the things I've noticed with your work and your message is that you've repeatedly brought up that the Iraq war could be based on lies from the highest office.
Yeah.
So that's very, very scary, I guess.
Well, you know, it's scary only when you realize, well, if you believe that these people actually have power, then you do kind of get scared about it. Because it's scary to think that somebody would actually have that kind of power and be misusing it. But this is where your spirituality is supposed to trump that. And that's why a lot of people are walking around fearful, because they don't really believe in God. And I say that respectfully. Of course, even if you still believe in God, you still can be fearful. Even Jesus was on the cross crying, "Get this away from me." But at the end of the day, this is where spirituality and everything that comes with it is going to have to get serious. There is a God. There is, and not a God like Zeus, there is an order to the universe. There is an intelligence to nature. And if you rest on that intelligence and you rest within the faith of that understanding, you begin to see physically that understanding in a lot of other different ways. And it takes away your fear. Give you an example. I'm looking to create a hip-hop city. And I originally wanted the city to be in a hot climate, like New Mexico or El Paso, Texas. I originally wanted that. But you got to go with the flow, you know, and the acronym for flow is follow life's outcome willingly. F-L-O-W. Don't follow life's outcome worrying. Follow life's outcome willingly. And the willingly is knowing that God is at the control of everything. And the things that God does not control can be controlled. And so these people can run around and do whatever the hell they like. They can lie, they can cheat, they can steal. But for those that are what the Bible calls the watchmen, those in Ezekiel 33, those listening to us,
KRS-One, we got you on the line, and you were mentioning a lot about the religious aspects, and I've checked out the site templeofhiphop.org, and
yes,
there's lots of information on there of your definition,
yes,
definitions of religion. I guess you've studied multiple religions to
yes,
put this together.
Yes, actually, that's my study. The study is through philosophy, general philosophy. If you're a true philosopher, you're studying truth. You're looking for truth. You want to know what's real. You want to know why is it real, and how long it's going to be real. So it takes you through Islam, it takes you through Christianity, takes you through Judaism, takes you through the Hindu religion, which breaks down into other parts, takes you, like Buddhism, for instance, takes you into Buddhism, which then breaks down further, takes you into the Baha faith and New Age religions, even takes you into Satanism and witchcraft. You have to know this. You have to know what the philosophies are to be able to wage your argument correctly. And so, yeah, my life for the past 30 years has been the study of all truth. Anything I can get my hands on that equals or equates to truth, we study it. And it's a real beautiful life, I will say. If I could just advertise for young kids listening, the philosopher's life I would like no other life, to be honest with you, because it's a magical life. You know, you learn about quantum physics, but you don't learn it from a book in chemistry. You're actually in the street using it. You're actually seeing how the mind affects matter, or the mind affects matters. This is important. All day is, you know.
I just wanted to make sure that everyone checks out the templeofhiphop.org, as well as this Saturday, March 8th. We got KRS-One is coming to Toronto, and there's a big event at the Fairmont Royal York Hotel. And as well, there's also the concert on March 8th, Saturday in the evening. We got some local acts coming up, and then KRS-One is going to have a big show this Saturday.
I tell you the truth, March 8th is a turning point for me because I'm returning to Toronto. I'm lecturing in the day. I'm performing at night. It's a turning point. I'm looking to encourage the minds of Canadians who have already been in peace, who have already been in the light, who's already seeking truth and need confirmation and rejuvenation. And I look forward to being there. I'm going to break y'all off so ridiculously. It's not even going to be funny. So, look, I got to jump. You the man all day. I'm going to see you.
That's dope. Thanks a lot, KRS.
Peace.
All right, that was KRS-One on the Word of Mouth show. And, of course, you can check out those events, which are the concert at the Opera House this Saturday, March 8th, show at 10 p.m. With opening acts Mindbender and Eternia, some local MCs, and, of course, KRS-One on that. And then, actually, Saturday earlier than that, during the day, there's a 1:30 p.m. keynote speaking event at the Fairmont Royal York Hotel. And that's at 1:30. So for more information on these events, check out Canadian Music Week at www.cmw.net.